Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toonami Therapy. It's January 2nd of 2020. So remember last time when I was saying, okay, we'll watch stuff, we'll have an episode next week discussing it, then we'll do our best, our like sort of list of best to worst, or worst to best, depending on how you do it. And yeah, that didn't happen. Things happened. So we didn't do something last week, and we're just going to do the best worst thing this week, and then next week we'll hopefully, you know, actually cover the stuff that we were supposed to last week. Okay. Mm-hmm. There is some poor communication, unfortunately. So we're going to be counting of all the stuff we watched that had at least 7 episodes this year. And I hope I didn't miscount. But the point, we're not doing the stuff we only saw a little of, or that we kind of gave up on really early, because it's not really fair to, like, we kind of lost interest in Demon Slayer, but I always kind of, that was, well, part of that was the fact we were watching other stuff, but then there's also the fact, well, it's not, I don't want to be comparing a show that I watched 3 episodes of to a show I watched 52 episodes of.
Right.
Yeah, so we'll be starting with the lowest ranked ones. We'll just take turns on it. I didn't really know who want me to just randomly decide who goes first.
Oh, why don't you go first? That makes sense.
Oh, okay, because I was going to all right. So here we'll begin my list from the lowest. We're starting from the bottom. Now we're here. So lowest one, I feel kind of bad putting this at the bottom, because I mean, I did like it at first, but unfortunately I feel the characters on Yomushi Pedal didn't pedal faster enough. Yeah, it honestly, I probably am. It's probably the fact that we stayed with it for so long that made me not really like it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel so. It's just a problem because the series started out so strong and then it just, well, became not good.
Yeah.
I can't do much else that wouldn't just be a bunch of pedal faster jokes. So I'm off to you.
Okay, so my lowest ranked show of the year is JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Part 4.
Oh!
So this was so disappointing to me, and after Part 3 had been so good that I was just so disappointed with it that I had to put it at the bottom, because I never liked any part of it, except for maybe a couple of episodes with Yukako Yamagishi or whatever her name is. And I liked a couple episodes with her, but that was it. Every time I watched this, I was like, what happened to JoJo? So, yeah, because it made me so disappointed, I had to put it at the bottom.
Okay, well, wow, I was not expecting that. Next one, this one, yeah, well, I don't know. I just blame myself for sticking. The problem with Yomushi Pedals, I think I would have put it higher if not for the fact I insisted we watch until the end of the season, and then we didn't even finish the arc.
Yeah.
If I had known that, I would have given that up months ago. But, so the next one for me, 18. This one got it because, unfortunately, I for Yomushi Pedal, there I can't remember anything in it that I thought, yeah, this was really great. The next one, for the most part, quality wise, was about there. With Yomushi Pedal, maybe even a little lower, but it had enough points I did actually really like to elevate it, and that's Boruto. There were, like, some episodes I liked, especially that one when it was focusing on Sarada, but other than that, it was just kind of mediocre, and the main reason I watched it for as long as we did was because it was just at a convenient time, and I'm like, well, it's between shows I do watch, might as well watch it.
I can't argue too much with that. My 18th show is actually another surprising one because I ended up slotting a JoJo Part 5 here too. And the reason being is that it's not so much bad. It's just that there isn't a single character who I like out of who's been introduced. Like I don't know. At least in part four, it was like, okay, I like a few of the characters, but these characters, like, they've been introduced in such a way that it's like, I don't know who's supposed to be good, who's supposed to be bad, or anything. It's just had a rough start to it. So, yeah, unfortunately, JoJo has not impressed me this year.
Well, I totally wouldn't have guessed those were your two bottom ones. we'll see. It is still early in that. But, okay, for me, 17. This one, we're going to... See, the problem is I've got all these jokes, and I'm worried that if I say it, then you'll, like, miss out on saying them. But, okay, fine, I'll say it. Next one is, for number 17, is Sword Art Online Alicization, or as it would sometimes be, Sword Art Online Exposition. it started out looking a little promising, but then it just got weird. Just with all this stuff with Kirito in this virtual world, except then the reason why he was put there was kind of just forgotten, and it's just him doing this stuff in this world with that just wasn't very interesting. Now, I'll be fair, I did the last two episodes or so, which I actually did watch, were an improvement over what we saw before, because we both kind of watched it, gave up on it. I happened to, like, check back in at the end, and it was better. But unfortunately, that better just means, well, I wasn't bored to tears. I just was like, huh, I guess that was okay. Yeah, unfortunately, that's down there. Number 17 for me.
Yeah. Well, you're close on that one, but unfortunately, I had to put Dragon Ball Super at 17. The biggest problem with Dragon Ball Super was that you had an entire arc about, okay, all these other universes are going to disappear. And then at the end, it was, okay, we're just going to whisk back all the universes that disappear. So it was like, wait a minute. So we just had this huge battle, and there was no purpose for it. I mean, it was just a waste of time. I couldn't get over that. So, Dragon Ball Super, unfortunately, makes it to 17th. The reason it isn't as low as JoJo is because JoJo, I had such high hopes for. Dragon Ball, no big hopes. So, whenever it failed, it was kind of expected. So, yep, that's where I put it.
Okay. Oh, one thing I wanted to mention quick. There were a few shows that I watched a lot more of than you did, but I can't really number them because we can't really compare them. So I just figured I'll just say where I would put them if I were.
Sure.
Yeah, this is where I would put Fire Force. It did get a little better after you stopped, but then it got to about the same quality again, and then I kind of lost interest. So there's that. For my number 16, though, It's Dragon Ball Super. A little higher than you. It's interesting because this one, I did watch a lot more of it than you. I watched this stuff earlier this year, and I watched it after you kind of... Well, I watched it a bit off and on after you stopped. And I can say that, on the whole, I don't think that changed my opinion of it, because while the stuff earlier on the year, before this arc, was worse than what we saw, the stuff afterwards was better, so it evens itself out into about the same place I would put it before. That mm-hmm. said, I will say I didn't mind that ending. Well, for two reasons. One, I kind of knew it was coming. But second, I don't know. I mean, I kind of feel like you had to know something like that would have happened, because it's not the kind of series that's actually just going to wipe out all of those universes. This is not Boku Rano. If you don't know, that's a series that had this premise. It was about these people fighting each other, and the winners, the winner would die, and the loser and their universe would be erased from existence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, kind of depressing. It doesn't seem that great to me, but other than that, it was a very hit or miss show. For me, there were some things I actually did really like, but a lot of it was kind of boring. It's just a matter of how, when you get down to it, padded out it was. I feel like if I had read the manga, which I probably should have glanced through in preparation for this, but I didn't, I probably would have liked it more, because my understanding that the pacing is usually better there. But that's just the end of the thing for me. The beginning was just all this waste of time with recruiting all these people in really boring episodes, and then the tournament got started and it was kind of okay. It got better as it went along, but it was just okay, really. I feel like putting it this low makes it seem like I really disliked it, when I just thought it was just okay. That's kind of like the problem with, I feel, putting the things in this order. I don't know. It's not like some previous years where something this low would be something I actually disliked, whereas now it's just kind of, I was okay with it. I've babbled on enough, sorry. You can go. That was number 16 for me.
Okay. Well, we're in the same line of thought here, because 16 for me is Sword Art Online. And, there's not much good to say about it. not much. I just don't have anything good to say about it, but the reason it isn't at the bottom is because, well, like Dragon Ball, I had no real hopes for it. So it just was boring, and then it had that really awful episode, and besides that, there was just no reason to watch this thing. So, yeah, I would highly recommend not watching Sword Art Online as the Zacian, at least the other arcs of this show had some redeeming factors. So, yeah, that's what I got at 16.
Okay, yeah. So we got that. Then we're number 15. This is... You kind of base yours a lot more on disappointment. For me, I didn't really factor... I don't think I really necessarily put that in, but if it was by disappointment, this would have been the lowest for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's The Promised Neverland, because I went into it with really high hopes, because I'm a really big fan of the manga. I still like the manga. I'm reading it to this day. So I was super excited about the anime, and they just didn't do anything for me. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I read it and didn't like it as much for that reason, because I've seen a lot of people like it, so I don't think it's necessarily a bad adaptation, but it's just something about it never worked for me, and I lost interest. And that's, I mean, maybe there's some, it's something, I can't even really put my finger on it, because it's so weird that it goes from this manga I was super big about, and the anime I didn't like so much, and I can't even really see, I can't even classify why I didn't find it interesting. I just didn't.
Well, I'm really going out on a limb because number 15 for me is The Promised Neverland. And, pretty much similar thoughts. I saw someone today rank it as their anime of the year. I'm like, what? The thing that made me hate this show was whenever there's like this whole thing about someone was a mole and then they discovered who that mole was. But even though they were like a mole, they were still working with the, it didn't make any sense. I'm sorry. It was so stupid that I was like, okay, this show, it just isn't that good. And unfortunately, I have no desire to find out like what actually happened. It was another very disappointing show.
Okay, so all right, number 14 for me. This one might be one that we're going to be pretty divergent on, but actually, all of a sudden, I'm wondering if maybe I should bump this one up one slot. Now I'll put it here. Number 14. for me is Hunter Hunter. There were some decent points in this, but just so much of this was just the narrator telling me everything of what was going on, like over and over, to the point it was almost a parody. This show was a lot. That's the thing. There were still some decent parts in it, but like the pacing, I can't really even just go through all of it, but I will say the best thing about it was the ending. This actually did have a quite strong ending. Considering the fact that if this because this was the end of the anime, you know, in some cases you're like, "Oh, I need to know what happens. I got to read the manga." Well, good luck with that considering it averages out about 10 chapters a year. But this was actually a very good stopping point for the series, so that if you don't want to read the manga or, just don't want to read it because it's probably not going to finish, this was a very good ending. And that was good. Unfortunately, so much of what led up to it was not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a fair point because Hunter x Hunter is one of those series where I could see it literally landing anywhere on this list. For me, though, it's a lot higher. So my next pick, I don't know what, 14th, 15th? I don't know what we're at.
We're
now.
On 14.
Okay. I'm going with Dr. Stone here. So Dr. Stone has a pretty interesting premise, but that's about it. My biggest problem with it is that it tries to do all this stuff about science, and it just isn't all that interesting. And the characters, like I haven't really liked any of the characters, and I don't know. I almost feel like this ought to be lower on this list, but I this is where I ranked it a couple weeks ago, so that's where it goes.
Okay. That one's higher for me. Number 13 for me. This might be second if second from the bottom in terms of just the amount of disappointment it was. But it's Bunny, despite being disappointing in a lot of ways, it still was on the whole decent enough to end at this part, which is Lupin the Third Part 5. There were some really good episodes in this season, but so much of this season was really not good. Like, to the point where, towards the end, I was just thinking, ooh, maybe I should just, you know, stop at this point. I did see it through to the end, and to be fair, there was an uptick in quality in those later episodes. But on the whole, unfortunately, it was just a very uneven show. Granted, so was part four, but part four was, well, its highs were higher and its lows were less low. So that's where Lupin the Third Part 5 ended up for me. Number 13.
Okay, number 13 for me is Boruto. And there was that one interesting episode. What happened in it? this show didn't make me hate it. It just was like, okay, what, my biggest problem with it, I think, is that, it's like trying to make all the old Naruto characters look stupid, like they're these really mean, authoritative figures, and like, you know, I don't know. This show just doesn't do it for me. But fortunately, I never got invested enough that I was like, this is really disappointing. So that's why it gets ranked there.
Okay. So for number 12 for me, this is definitely like the part where, at past this point, are all shows I would say I liked. Even below this are shows I would say I liked. Part five I'd say I liked aspects of. This is a part where, you know, some were better, some were worse, but all of them I at least, you know, have some liking for on the whole. That would be That Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime. This is a show that has a concept I'm not huge on, but it's executed well, basically, which is part of the reason I think I enjoy it to the extent I do. It's just the problem, you know, Rimuru is so blatantly overpowered, and it's not really about what I thought it would be, but it still does its thing well. So, we'll see how interested I am in getting to a season two when we finish with this one. I could see it kind of going either way at this point. Although the last episode, a few episodes, actually did drop it down a little because it's just gone off in this weird new direction all of a sudden.
So my pick here at this slot, 12, I think it is.
Yes.
My Hero Academia, that's my pick for this spot. It had some pretty good times. There were a few incidents where I thought it was pretty good. On the whole, though, it just seemed like they talked way too much about One for All and All for One and you
good
know,
for nothing.
I think this show would be a lot better if it went kind of in the Bleach fashion and tried to like give time to every character, but instead we just kind of got this obsession with Midoriya and whether he's going to learn one for all. I always get them confused which one's which. But, yeah, so that's where it goes.
Yeah, it's... I'm not sure I would want it to go the Bleach route because that's not a route. That was something that a lot of people didn't like about Bleach, the fact it just diverted the attention from the original main characters so much to these other characters. But and still Ichigo is like the center of the universe. Well, you never saw the final arc, but it's Ichigo is everything by the end of the series. He's a human, he's a Soul Reaper, he's a Hollow, he's an Arrancar, he's a Quincy, he's a, I can't remember what they were. The
Fullbringer.
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 He's everything. Yeah. And I know, to be fair, he's a main character, that's the case, but it's just a matter of him being everything. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, number 11. Honestly, 10, 11, and 12, I had so much trouble deciding what order to put them in. They're all pretty close to each other, but 11 is Steins Gate. This is another show that was just very... It's always hard to figure out where to put some shows because some parts were really, really good and some parts were not so good. It's the biggest problem is pacing. If you were to like cut 6 episodes off of this show, it would be it would probably be like in 5th place at least. That's the problem. The pacing, it takes a long time for it to get someplace. And then once it does, it is better. But then there's like some episodes that just leave you thinking, like, why are these some of the episodes where he's trying to, you know, fix things, you know, and get people to undo their things. Some of those felt really boring. Especially, oh golly, I can't remember. That one girl who was super into cosplay and that one guy who became a girl but then got turned back into a girl. Probably. It was never strictly said that that was the case. For all we know, they still were like a girl after the shit, after things got reset. I mean, they looked the same. But it did have some good points. Some of the characters were pretty likable. Had a good ending.
Okay. World Trigger. So World Trigger, for a long time was one of my favorite. In fact, I think last year it was my favorite one, and then. It turned into one-on-one battles, and that was like all it did was just one-on-one battles, and it was like I just lost interest in it. And what I enjoyed was the interaction between Yuma and the other characters, and Yuma just. Became just another, okay, shonen person fighting villain. And it was like, okay, this isn't why I liked this show in the beginning. Now, to be fair, I did enjoy it at times. And that's why it isn't as low as like JoJo, because it wasn't a total disappointment. But it was disappointing, so that's why it gets ranked here.
Oh, by the way, I don't know if you heard, they recently announced they're going to bring the anime back.
Yeah, I heard about that actually. Yeah.
Okay. So number 10 for me. Well, this is a good amount higher than yours, but it still is a little lower than some people might expect for me. That's number 10, which is JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Part 4, Diamond is Unbreakable. I agree with some of the things you didn't like about it. It's just those didn't bother me as much, and I liked the other parts more. There were definitely times, especially later on, at the point where I was like thinking, all right, it's kind of sad because I was thinking, all right, this is going to get super great once the main villain is introduced and we get a real like story going and all this stuff. And well, it really didn't still manage that. Still, there were some really good things in it. I thought the thing with I can't remember what they called it. It was originally the battle against a Cheap Trick was the original name, but they had to change it because band name. That was good. But the ending, like the final sort of conflict, was kind of when I say the ending, I mean how not the fight itself on the whole was okay. Not great, but okay. But the actual mechanism, the ending when the villain is defeated, was not, I was not a fan of. It was just such a letdown compared to how, you know, epic the fight against Dio was in the previous season. It just was a season that really needed more direction, because even later on it still lacked some direction. At part, the previous parts all had direction. Part one took a little while to have much of one, but that was the weakest of them anyway, so that's the thing. It definitely was a letdown compared to part three. It still had some good stuff in it, which is why it's this high, but there's a lot in there that I wish was better.
It's my turn.
Yes.
Okay. Yo Moosey Pedal. So, yeah. Here's the bad thing about Yo Moosey Pedal is that at the beginning of the year, I was at a convention. I was doing a panel, and I actually had Yo Moosey Pedal is one of my most recommended anime of sports anime that I was doing. And then fast forward, and I'm just glad for it to be over. So. It really dropped off the face of the earth. It was if first was going to be really, really good, and I was enjoying it, but then it just became, like you said, pedal faster, and it has pedaled itself to the middle of this list.
It pedaled faster for you than for me.
Yeah.
Look, I gotta get all these jokes out of my system. We're probably not going to be able to do them again. The funny thing is, I remember last year, when we were enjoying it, I was saying, well, I like it. I said something like, I like it, but I do have some concerns because cycling, it's not like something that really is strategic like football or other sports. It feels like it really just does come down to who pedals faster, and I worried that the series might just become about pedaling faster. Okay, number 9 for me. Chihaya Furu. This one, there's a lot of potential in this one, and I am liking it. It's just a problem for me right now is it is good enough. But it's good enough for me, but unfortunately, in some ways, good enough is not good enough. It's one of those hard things to describe where when you want something, you don't want to watch a show that's good enough. You want a show that's like really, really, that goes well beyond that. So, so it's still enjoyable and I'm watching it and stuff. Did something happen there?
Yeah, my connection went out. It's still telling me poor connection.
Me too.
Yeah. I don't know what happened there. I switched my Wi-Fi, so maybe that will fix it. But as soon as you started talking about it, it went out, and I wasn't able to hear anything.
Okay.
So,
Well, I was just saying that Deciries is, it's good and it's good enough. I just wish it was more than good enough, which is such a weird way to say it, but, it's got a lot of potential, still, and I am excited to see, where it goes.
Mm-hmm. Well, my next pick, is kind of interesting because this series might have been ranked higher, but then I heard rumors that they were going to come out with a second season, and I was so against a second season for this that it actually made me like a little upset at the show, and that was Megalobox. And like, I'm hearing these rumors they're going to have a second season. I'm like, no, the series ended perfectly where it was. This is akin to making a second season of One Punch Man, which was a total disaster. I mean, I was watching, by the way, a couple of weeks ago, I was watching Toonami, and I was watching a show, and I could not figure out what show it was. And I'd never figured out what show it was until the final credits said it was One Punch Man. And I was like, that was One Punch Man? And that's to tell you how bad that show's become. But Megalobox, you know, they're saying, well, we're going to have a season two because season one was so successful. It's like, but there's nowhere for the show to go. I mean, it finished up perfectly. So, yeah. I really liked the way it ended. I thought it was, it wasn't great, but it was still pretty good, and that's why I put it here.
Okay. Yeah, I'll share my thoughts when we get it. So let's see, that was number 9 for you. So number 8 for me is Food Wars. It was good, but it just had there were some great episodes of it, but it was just not a show that I find myself like going, yeah, I can't wait to see the next episode. And maybe part of that's just the fact that I kind of know how it goes and such, but then again, there's series that I know about that I ranked higher, so it's not necessarily that. It's just some stuff, you know, is really good, some stuff, you know, is just kind of okay. I feel like there's something else I was gonna say about it. It's just one of those shows where I feel sometimes it's always gets hurt when it kind of just does its food techno babble stuff. When it's not doing that, the show is really good. But when it is doing that, which it does do a decent amount, that brings it down, which is why it's not higher.
Okay. From here on up, I like everything. So this one is 8th place, I think.
Yes.
Lupin the Third, Part 5. This show had some really funny moments, especially any time Lupin put on a fake face. That would usually end up being a funny episode. Sometimes, though, it tried pushing this stupid Lupin and Fujiko romance, which that was the biggest problem with the show. If it had cut that out and cut out that annoying Emmy character, then it might have been a lot higher, but it was still pretty good. So, yeah, I gotta compliment Lupin because I've become a bigger and bigger fan of Lupin, but this season wasn't as good as last season. So,
okay, then for number 7 for me. See, this is a problem. I make this list and now, and once I actually talk them out, I'm suddenly thinking, ooh, maybe I should have changed this a little. This one, it was a very tough kind of call between this and the previous bottom ones, like this and Food Wars especially, but number 7 for me is going to be Megalobox, which I thought was pretty good. I feel like the whole the Megalo part of it was kind of a gimmick that really didn't end up mattering that much. Well, outside of a way to, I guess, make it more plausible that Joe got popular in the way he did. So I guess that was fair there. But I don't know. They could have come up with some other way to facilitate that. It did kind of feel like a gimmick. But then again, it was kind of a gimmick that still worked to an extent. It was still an entertaining show. In regards to the season 2, well, it's interesting you bring that up, because something I tried to do when ranking this list, the sort of criteria I tried to come up with, was I looked and I said, okay, suppose there was another season of this show that was of about the same quality as the stuff we've seen, as I watched this year, because I'm trying to rank it on based on what I saw this year, and in the how interested would I be in watching it? The problem was I then had to try to mentally extricate myself from series where either I know what that season would be like, or a series in this one where I think, yeah, I think this was a perfectly fine ending and didn't need a second season like you thought. I think there is potential for a second season. I don't think it's a completely hopeless cause. It's not like Steins Gate where, look, you can't have a second season after that. You can have an alternate timeline new season, but you can't have like a season that continues from where the series ended. You have to, you know, do what they do with Steins Gate Zero and back up a little and say, well, this happened differently and now we're going to follow that. Anyway, so yeah, that was Megalobox. It was fairly enjoyable on the whole for me.
Okay, let me pull up this list again. 7th place might surprise you that it's this low. ICO 21. My problem with it is kind of obvious, though. We never got to the stupid Christmas ball. I mean, that's all I wanted was I wanted either to get to the Christmas ball or for them to get eliminated and say, well, we did a good job. But to have the series just end with the Christmas Bowl somewhere in the future and we'll never get there. That was really disappointing. And given the state of things, I don't think we're ever going to find out what happens in the Christmas Bowl unless you read the manga, because it doesn't appear that we're getting any more anime episodes. I don't know. It's just been a while. Unfortunately, ICO 21 could be higher. It really could. But I just felt so guilted by the fact that we just ended just like that. I mean, at least we didn't end with like fourth quarter, 1 minute to play or something.
I didn't really have that much of an issue with that ending, but I think part of that is the fact I did know what happens afterwards, so that probably skewed things, but that's why I ranked it higher than you did. But, yeah, it surprised me it was that low. But I can see your point. Now, before I get to my 6, this is where I would put another show. And this is admittedly a bit of a weird one because I watched it semi-sporadically. I didn't, like, watch it each week. I think I probably only, like, maybe saw it half or a third of weeks, but that's enough for me to put it. Black Clover would be here. The anime actually did improve a lot. It actually was pretty good. Unfortunately, I think it's now going into an arc that I was pretty dissatisfied with in the manga. And actually, come to think of it, I didn't watch that part. There was another arc I didn't like in the manga, and I didn't even watch that part when the anime was airing it. So maybe that bumped it up higher than it would have been otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
But it did have some... come to think of it, now that I'm looking at it, all the stuff that I watched of Black Clover was the stuff that I really liked from the manga, and I just wasn't watching when it was on the stuff I didn't like. So maybe that skewed it. But number six for real would be, and the important thing is that I'm trying to base all of this on what I watched this year. So this is a case where I mentioned I can't really be thinking about what will happen. I had to like say, what if it was next season was like what I saw this season? So number six for me is My Hero Academia, which had a number. It was a lot of it was just decent, but I really, really liked the thing with All for One against All Might. That to me was basically, from when I read the manga, the highest point in the series. And, well, that was a part where I stopped watching, partially because I knew, well, it's not going to get better than that. And also the fact they moved it to like 3:30 in the morning. But the stuff we did watch was good enough, especially with that bit, to land it at number six. Now, I know that I'm not big on what's coming up later on, so that's, again, the case of me having to extricate myself from knowing what the next season will actually be like when evaluating how much I would want another season based on what I saw. But yeah, this I thought it was good. Mostly on the strength of that just string of episodes. If not for that, this would have dropped lower.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we are at number six, right?
Yes, number six.
Okay, Steins Gate. So Steins Gate, I appreciate that you forced me to watch it because because you know it has, you know, a good reputation, and I did enjoy it. I did. I like, you know, this one of those series that like really strong characters. You know, you remember every single character in the show, and you may not remember their names because I don't, but. You at least remember them, and unfortunately,
I find I'm sorry to interrupt, but I'm just thinking about that. And I'm finding it funny to remember that I remember that the red-haired girl's name as Christine, even though that's not her actual name, it's just a nickname that the guy gave her.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, we never found out why he called her that.
Yeah, I'm sorry for interrupting. Keep going.
No problem. Yeah, my only problem with this show is that the pacing was so slow, and it just took forever for anything to happen, and I don't remember how many episodes this thing was, but like it literally could have been half as long and it would have been so much better. Like, you know, like that's the thing. Your series doesn't have to be 26 episodes in order to be a good show. It could be, you know, only 12 episodes and it can be really good. But this show, just dragged on and on, and then it took, you know, so long to finally get to the point. It's like, okay, now I know why people liked it. And then it was like, and then we slowed down again. but ultimately, yeah, this is one of the best of the year, so I rank it number 6.
Okay, so number 5 for me is, I didn't notice this until right now, the numerical similarity, but JoJo Part 5. I thought this was definitely, this has, so far, it's, we're still early into the series, things could change, but JoJo Part 5, Golden Wind, I have enjoyed quite a bit. It's one of the shows that has left me like most interested in seeing the next episode. I mean, I'll be honest, I wanted to see the next one enough that I didn't want to wait the 3 weeks for Toonami. I just like watched the next one subbed. So that says something about my enjoyment of it. It's the problem, while there were some episodes that elicited that reaction, other ones were not as high for me. I wasn't too big on the first few episodes. I think once it got more interesting when you did the sort of fight against, I don't know, the big fat guy who was in the prison. That was decent, and the stuff after that has been better. It's still at a point where I don't know if it's going to keep up this sort of quality, but the quality I've seen so far is high enough for it to land here at number 5.
Mm-hmm. Okay. My next pick is Chihaya Furu. So this comes in 5th. It's been really hyped, so obviously I expect a lot out of it, and it is pretty good. I really have enjoyed it, and even though it is, you know, kind of slicey of lifey, but the one thing I'm concerned about is how are they going to keep this game fresh for another 3 seasons? I don't know. I don't know how it's going to make it to the end of season 1 with this game, because all of this game seems to be is just slap a card away from your opponent. And like, we'll find out. So far, so good. But then again, I said that about Yomushi Petal. Said that about World Trigger. This one could end up falling a bit next year. So we'll see. Hopefully, it doesn't. Hopefully, it stays up this high, and we'll find out.
Yeah, the game Karuta itself does have a sort of similar problem to cycling, in that it's not really something that to the viewer you can get that much sort of general strategy on. I mean, especially because we can't even read the cards really. But it's doing it better so far than Yomushi Petal because of the fact that it knows it's not interesting. Like focusing on who can slap faster isn't that interesting. Let's try to make the show based more on what's going on around the game itself than like the game. Whereas Yomushi Petal, I feel, failed because it wasn't about what's going on around the sort of sport, like the characters' interactions and stuff. It's just like, it's about the sport itself, which isn't that interesting for this sort, which isn't very well equipped for a sports series, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, number 4. This one is, let me think actually. No, this is not the largest gap between ours. I think that one was JoJo Part 5, but this one is still another big one, which is Dr. Stone. I really enjoyed it. I thought the series was kind of boring until they got to the village, which actually was what I thought when I read it originally. But now that they've gotten to it, I've been enjoying it pretty consistent. I mean, I think it's funny. I kind of like the science stuff. I mean, I'll admit, I think I enjoyed reading it in the manga a little more than seeing it animated, but that's kind of typical, really. I still enjoyed it decently. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I can see where Dr. Stone has some potential, but the only character who I really liked is the girl who wears a coconut over her face. So, yeah, number four for me. I had, this is the only part where I had to really think about what I was doing here, and I eventually decided that I'm putting this so here. So Hunter x Hunter falls at number four. Now, I know it has problems. It has a lot of problems, but it's also like the epic conclusion of something I really enjoyed, and I really enjoyed it a long time ago, and this was, you know, the big grand finale of it. So, and it had its moments. But you know, I thought about it. I was like, well, this can't be number one because, it just has too many problems with it. So, yeah, eventually this one ends up finishing number four, and it's definitely one of my favorites. Not like a all-time favorite, but like one that I'll always remember in a positive way.
Okay, so number three, this actually originally was going to be lower. It's World Trigger, but what made me put it higher here was, like I said, I was thinking, what would my reaction be if I were like, how excited would I be for another season? Well, they announced one. I was like, yeah, and so that prompted me to put it this high. Yeah, I would very much. I enjoyed it. I really did like the invasion. So it was kind of boring at first, but I thought it got better afterwards. I think you might like it more as it goes on. I think you might like the next match, but you know, if you're not that interested in it now, there's no point in necessarily like going into it just to see if it might change your mind. But yeah, it was one that I really enjoyed. It is, I the anime is not. I've seen a lot of people who say they don't really like, who like the manga, who don't like the anime. They don't think it's a very good adaptation. I'm going to have to admit that in terms of adaptation, there are a bunch of problems with it. But I think the original, enough of the strength of the original shines through in the anime for me that I managed to really enjoy it, which brought it this high up.
What was that again? Which show?
World Trigger.
Oh, World Trigger. Okay. Yeah, my number three will be That Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime. It has a lot of interesting characters. It has an interesting idea for the show. The only problem really is that things are... You know, I've always wondered, like, what would a anime be if there was, like, no conflict? And that's kind of the way this show is. It's because, like, every time there's a chance at some sort of conflict, like, Rimuru just overpowers the opponent, and that's that. And it's like, okay, well, yeah, that's nice, but... that doesn't have me on the edge of my seat. So, yeah, I think this show could be better, but I do like it a lot. So it is my number three show.
Okay. So this, unfortunately, because there's only two shows left, when I say what's second place, I kind of give away what's in first place. So I think I'll just discuss both of them.
Okay.
But before that, I need to mention something, and that's what would be number one in this, if it was eligible, which is Attack on Titan. I'm going to be honest, the second half of season 3 is some of the best anime I've seen. If the whole show was that good, it might be my favorite anime of all time. But it isn't. The rest of the show is not that good. And unfortunately, I know from reading the manga that after this, it gets pretty silly. But for this one, I don't know how many episodes was this, like 9, 10? For this 9 episodes, it was golden.
Mm-hmm.
Which actually makes me, in some ways, dislike the series, like the series a little less, because I'm thinking, you could have been like this the whole time. Why weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but in terms of stuff that we both actually watched, so the remaining ones for me are Eyes Shield 21 and Konosuba. And I had a lot of trouble deciding between the two, because they both had really, really good stuff, and also some episodes that I thought were pretty, that I either, that I didn't care for. For Konosuba, it was some of, like, the more fan service-y episodes. For Eyes Shield 21, it was the filler episodes. Ultimately, I thought about it. Ultimately, I decided that one of these shows, to mention again, had the higher highs and the less low lows. So Konosuba gets second place and Eyes Shield 21 gets first.
Wow.
Yeah, they were the series that I really was enjoying, I think, the most. Well, it really helped for Eyes Shield 21 that there was not much filler this year. We got through most of that. Most of that was in the previous year. And since that was there, we just got two games, just a bit of filler between them, but not too much. That allowed it to be as high as it was, because we had so much of what made the series really good. So yeah, those are my top two picks. And Konosuba, meanwhile, I mean, the characters are pretty likable. The humor is pretty good. They're just both very enjoyable series, and in some ways, because they've both got very strong characters.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. So those are my first and second. How about you?
Okay, well, you know, Konosuba is in my top two. Would it be number one or would it be number two? Well, it all comes down to one fact, and that is that Food Wars has Erina Nakiri, or however you pronounce her last name, Erina is in Food Wars, and no other show has Erina. And as a result, Food Wars is number one, because she is like one of my all-time favorite characters ever. And we're just getting started with her, you know? I mean, there's so much more potential for her. And, you know, maybe she could, you know, maybe it's possible that they ruin her. I don't know. But like, they ruin her by making her turn into a Megumi like character. But as she is, she is pretty much perfection. She is just, she's amazing. She's the queen. Mm-hmm. And, every time she appears on Food Wars, the show goes up in quality, because it stops being so much about food and it becomes more about wars. And that's the thing about Food Wars. Food Wars needs less food, more wars. And if that wasn't enough, you also have her cousin Alice, who's another fantastic character. And if Erina wasn't in this anime, like, Alice would be one of my favorite characters. She is something else. And then you've even got Meat Meat, who has the most hilarious nickname and is just another great character. Yeah, this show has all the great characters. Now, yes, it can be boring from time to time. I will admit that. Food Wars can be very boring whenever it's all about the food. But whenever it's about the characters interacting with each other, that's whenever the show shines. And, you know, I don't know what season it's on now. Season 5 or something. So, obviously, it must stay pretty good for a while for enough people to be liking it for it to be getting a season 5 coming up or something. This is one of the few anime I've been tempted to cheat and start watching ahead of you, ahead of Toonami. But yeah, so Food Wars is number one. Now, why is Konosuba not number one? Why is it number two? Well, that's because of two particular episodes which were cringeworthy and honestly, those two episodes that I talk about, I don't know which numbers they were. The last one was one of them, the Choker episode. And the other one was,
I think it was six. Let me look it up.
Yeah. Those two episodes were episodes that, like, I could see the social justice warriors, like, rioting over them. And, like, that, like, I'm like the opposite of a social justice warrior, but even I was creeped out by those episodes. It was like, man, this is just wrong. And unfortunately, those two things stopped it from being great. But I love Aqua. I really love Darkness. Megumin, well, she just says the word explosion all the time, and that's pretty much all she's good for. The main character is also pretty good because he has such a jaded view on life, and that's perfect for this show. So yeah, 3 out of 4 characters isn't bad. So I know, and you might be ready to tell me this, but I know that Megumin is the most popular character on this show because I was at Barnes & Noble today and I saw she has her own manga just for her. And I was like, you know, if they would have made a manga for Darkness, they'd have to put it in the adults only section. So, yeah, that's why Darkness doesn't have her own manga. Konosuba is great. I look forward to the dub eventually coming out sometime. I don't know when it's going to come out. I'd like to wait until it comes out to watch it just because I think this show has a really good dub.
It does.
And yeah,
I was a friend of mine who is a big Konosuba fan. He said it might be the best dub he's heard.
Yeah, and actually, this month I will get to see Aqua's voice actress. So I'm going to go to a con where Aqua's voice actress is going to be. I hope to have a Aqua plushie in my possession by then, so she can sign it. And apparently she did some other roles that I like too. But yeah, it's, hold on a second. Let me gather my thoughts here. Konosuba is very, very good. It just, if it didn't have those two bad episodes, it probably would have been number one for sure. I just was so creeped out by them that I couldn't overlook that. And Food Wars, though, has Erina, And as long as you have Aaron, that's all you need. And but you know, So Food Wars, which, if you'll recall, like the first couple of episodes, I was like, "What the hell is this?" And now I'm like, man, I just love the characters. And that's the thing. Like, the show doesn't have to, it doesn't, like, I don't even care about the food. Like, the food thing is just, like, something that's in the way. Like, what I care about is these characters interacting with each other. And whenever they do, that usually makes this show just fantastic to watch. Hopefully, as we continue to watch it, they'll continue to keep a pretty good balance with, you know, like, some episodes are going to be a lot about food, I know, but hopefully keeps a good balance. And yeah, so Food Wars is my number one for 2019.
Okay, so, wow, I wish I could have talked that much about my choices. A few things up, I guess I'll say. Yeah, I agree. Of the two episodes, I didn't dislike the second one as much as you did, but I'll agree that the first of them, which was episode 9, definitely brought it down. If not for that one, I think it would have been number one. Also, well, I understand why Megumi is the most popular, because she's my favorite character on it. So we got that, and let's see, there's one other thing. Oh, yeah.
By the way, you could have talked more about your shows. I wasn't trying to keep you from...
Oh, no. I know. I wish I had thought of more to say, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
I guess I can say a few things on that. For Food Wars, what you were saying, there's four seasons and a fifth has been announced. So time for me to pull on the "I've read the manga, so I know what happens" hat again. But what I remember, okay, so it's especially in regard, it's pretty good for a while. Then it has this arc and that starts out very promising. This, we're talking, I think this, I can't remember if this is in the fourth season or at the end of the third season, something like that. It starts out promising and then just has major pacing problems and a number of other things that, and it isn't that great. Although, I remember a bunch of people, some people saying, that Arano was actually the main saving grace of that arc. So, and it does have a very strong finish. And, then there's the final arc, which I think is what season 5 will adapt, which is not very good and kind of, and honestly, kind of, let's see. Erina kind of gets a shaft in it, which is why a bunch of people didn't like, it. It's kind of like, without giving spoilers, it's kind of like they kind of like undo a bunch of stuff that they had kind of set up for her, and then they undo it in that arc. So the arc is kind of feels like it's a point of, hey, we're going to do this thing you don't really like, but we're going to fix it by the end of it. So the final arc isn't very good, but then again, what's a long running series that actually had a really strong final arc?
Wait. Let me think. Inuyasha had a okay final arc. It was acceptable. But I want to bring up my anime list, because I really want to answer this question. Let me see my anime list, see what's the... Oh, come on, computer. Here we go. Let's see. Long-running stuff. Bleach, no way. Ice Shield 21. Well, yeah, it was pretty good, but it ended like on a cliffhanger. Let's see, Cardcaptor Sakura, no way. Dragon Ball Z Kai, yeah, you forget it. Full Metal Alchemist. That is an interesting case. I think the first Full Metal Alchemist had a pretty good... I don't know, though, if you can call it an arc, you know? I guess you could call it an arc. That's one I would have to say could make it. The Brotherhood, no, because I love the final episode of Brotherhood, but, like, all the episodes right up to that were terrible. Let's see. Hunter. Yeah, it was a pretty good final arc. Inuyasha, you know, we talked about that. Have I watched anything else long? I guess that's it. So, So I guess if I were to say something, I would say Full Metal Alchemist, the first one, I guess, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, it's there's just not much in the way of the long running ones. That's the key point. It has to have gone on for quite a while.
Like One Piece.
Like, well, oh golly, how many anime even have lasted longer than One Piece? I'm pretty sure it's probably the longest running anime or manga that has relevance outside of Japan, is what I mean. Like the longest running stuff, manga at least, is stuff like this is manga, not anime, but still, I'm looking at like the list. Dokuben, Kochira, Katsushika, Ku Kamaeri, Koen Mai, Hashutsujo, Golgo 13, Minami no Tile, all these things that you probably have not heard of. Hajime no Ippo, you might have heard of that. Okay, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, but that's the manga, not the anime. The anime is more recent. But it's not, it hasn't ended. It's not in its final arc yet. One Piece, in terms of like of stuff that's been like fairly, in terms of length of time, I'm kind of trying to think of the right way to say it, because JoJo is really long. Yeah, in terms of anime, I think One Piece is probably the longest running one that, you know, is fairly relevant outside of Japan, is what I mean. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of people, like, pay attention to it and still, and such. Other things are, like, long-running but aren't as well-known. Like I mentioned, Hajime no Ippo, or, and such. But, that's the thing. I'm just trying to think of a really long-running series that had a really strong final arc. Especially if we're talking about it in terms of anime rather than manga stuff. Got nothing. It's just not something that people seem to manage to do. I think it's... I wish I could think of more, unfortunately. You've probably seen more anime than I have, actually. I'm more of the manga reader. Yeah, now I'm just spending a bunch of time trying to think about I can't really say too much on that. There's some long running manga that I can think of that are currently running that might be able, that could have a good final arc, but they're not there yet. One Piece, it's not going to end until at the minimum, unless like the author suddenly gets like some sort of terminal disease and decides he has to like get, he just like, okay, I just want to get to the end so people have closure. There's no way this series is going to end in less than 3 years. And I would be astounded if it ends that quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a lot of us talking in order to conclude with, we don't know.
I think we've done this thing to death. You know, I once heard this someone say this, when your horse is dead, dismount. So, yeah, I think we've figured it out. So that's all for this year. So I screwed up and didn't watch anything, but you have to give me excuse because, like, Christmas and New Year's and Boxing Day and the Feast of Stephen and, you know, all that was going on. And, not to mention Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and everything else. And I don't know. I just was unable to watch anything. And so I will catch up next week. I'll try to catch up as soon as I can. And hopefully we can continue on. By the way, we are actually losing a show on Toonami. Is that correct?
What do you mean? You mean like they're not replacing something?
Right, or... like Lupin. Yeah. Lupin isn't getting replaced.
No, they're just going to have some promised Neverland reruns.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Maybe... I wish I could say I haven't paid too much attention to what people thought of it. Maybe Gintama had a decent final arc, but I'm not sure. I haven't really seen too much discussion. I don't think I've seen people say it was bad. But then again, I didn't really see too much discussion about it anyway. So I don't know about that. That one might work, but this is based on entirely on me not seeing people say they disliked it, but I haven't seen much discussion about Gintama anyway, so.
Fair enough.
Yeah, this is something that I'm probably going to think about some, then completely forget about and never mention it again by the time we get to the next podcast. All right. So, yes, that was it. That was our top 19s. There's not that much else to really say. We said it all. We'll see you next week with our Toonami stuff being back. We'll be back with our other stuff, and then we'll hopefully, after watching a little of some possibilities, have an idea on what we're going to be checking out next to replace Konosuba. So you can find our previous episodes at toonamitherapy.podbean.com, as well as what was the site again?
toonamitherapy.com.
Okay. Audience participation, except you're not part of the audience. So participant participation. That's where you can find our previous ones. We've gone on for quite a while, so we probably should finish before the horse dies. That'll be it. We'll see you next time.
Bye.